This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president met with families of those who died in a helicopter crash in the outskirts of Ukraine's capital. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
At the somber service in Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his wife laid flowers on each of the seven coffins, draped in the blue and yellow flags of Ukraine. Zelensky then spoke briefly with the families as a small orchestra played a mournful adagio. The helicopter carrying Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky and other officials slammed into a kindergarten building, killing him and about a dozen other people, including a child on the ground. Kyiv police released body cam footage shot by a first responder arriving at the scene of the crash. In the video, a man can be heard making a call to emergency services before entering a building in Brovary. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, as Peruvians continue to demand the resignation of the president, the country is indefinitely shutting down its iconic tourist site, Machu Picchu. A Russian mercenary group fighting in Ukraine's private military contractor, Wagner, fired back at the White House on Saturday after the White House National Security spokesperson, John Kirby, announced new sanctions against that group.
On Saturday, the head of Wagner, Evgeny Prigozhin, published an open letter to the White House asking Kirby what crime his company had committed. Prigozhin, who previously denied connections to Wagner, admitted in September that he founded the mercenary army, which has played a major role in the conflict, describing Wagner as a fully independent force with its own aircraft, tanks, rockets, and artillery. Kirby said Russian President Vladimir Putin has been increasingly turning to Wagner for military support.
That is Reuters' Hammer Lindstrom reporting, and this is VOA News. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says nine people were killed in a mass shooting following a Lunar New Year celebration that attracted thousands. Sergeant Bob Abuzi says that the shooting occurred late Saturday at a business on Garvey Avenue in Monterey Park. He said the shooter is a male. It was reported at about 10:22 p.m. Monterey Park is a city of about 60,000 people with a large Asian population that's about 10 miles from downtown Los Angeles. Saturday was the start of the two-day festival, which is one of the largest Lunar New Year events in Southern California. The United States on Saturday hailed a pullout from northern Ethiopia of Eritrean forces whose presence had been viewed as a key stumbling block in a landmark peace deal with rebels. VOA's Marissa Melton reporting.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke of what he called the ongoing withdrawal of Eritrean troops in a telephone call with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. Blinken called the withdrawal significant progress in the African Union-led November 2nd agreement that has largely ended the brutal two-year war. Eritrea has made no official statement, but witnesses have reported seeing Eritrean troops moving out of the Tigray region. It's unclear whether this is a full withdrawal or if some troops will remain. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Turkey has canceled a planned visit by Sweden's defense minister in response to anti-Turkish demonstrations as Sweden seeks Turkey's approval to join NATO. It's in response to the Nordic countries issuing of permits for anti-Turkish protests. In an AP interview, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says not raising the debt ceiling in the U.S. would have a devastating economic consequence.
I believe in the end we will find a way around this, and Congress will act to meet what I believe is a shared bipartisan responsibility to raise the debt ceiling.
But she says demands by House Republicans for spending cuts in return for backing an increase is a very irresponsible thing to do and risk creating a self-imposed calamity for the global economy. Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva fired Brazil's army chief Saturday, just days after the leftist leader openly said that some military members allowed the January 8th uprising in the capital by far-right protesters. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.